Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Evelyn Bauman, Director of Sustainability in the Department of Community Investment for the City of South Bend. Evie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
So, Evie, tell our listeners a little bit about the South Bend Office of Sustainability and its role.
Sure. So, the Office of Sustainability began back in 2015, originally focused on finding opportunities for the city itself to take advantage of different energy efficiency and renewable energy opportunities within its own operations. Since that beginning in 2015, it's now shifted from, it used to be hosted within the Department of Public Works, but as you mentioned, it's now within the Department of Community Investment. So we are looking for opportunities for the residents of South Bend to engage in similar energy efficiency, renewable energy options. So we are focused on making the transition to a cleaner, greener economy available for the residents of South Bend.
I see. So you're new to the role with the city. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm originally from Bloomington, Indiana. So grew up in the state for most of my life and attended Notre Dame for school. So that was how I first got to know South Bend. And then I took a bit of a winding path to come back here after leaving school. I worked abroad in Haiti for a bit of time, working on international development and was looking at sustainability basically from that lens, and then actually moved to New York for the next 3 years until the pandemic hit. Mm. And in New York, I was working at a firm that looked at political risk. So we were looking at how different governments across the world were responding to trends such as climate change, also a rise in authoritarianism and populism and trade protectionism too, and looking at how their governments were set up and who was leading and how that impacted business decision makers. So have had some experience both on looking at these issues from a very macro lens, on the community development lens, and during the pandemic moved back to Indiana and decided to stay and found this opportunity, and I'm very excited to be part of the city.
And we're excited to have you. So so what are some of the sustainability projects underway in South Bend? And I know you're really excited about all these, but why don't you tell us about a few?
Yeah, sure. So basically, to bucket the sustainability projects underway in South Bend into two pretty discrete buckets, back in 2019, we passed a climate action plan, which laid out for us a pretty basic roadmap. So we are working on projects focused on energy efficiency and renewable energy, as well as focused on creating cleaner transportation systems. So within that energy bucket, we are looking at ways to make solar accessible for people who own their homes, as well as for businesses and organizations that also want to make that a part of their facility, and doing other low-hanging fruit. Solar's pretty expensive at times, although it's come down greatly over the past decade, but right. What are quick and easy ways that organizations and homeowners can improve the efficiency, reduce their energy use within their own building? So we're looking at energy in buildings, making solar accessible, as I mentioned. And then on the transportation side of things, we're really trying to build up the electric vehicle infrastructure within the city. So throughout Indiana, charging stations are becoming more and more prevalent, which is very exciting for us to see. So we are taking a hard and fast look at what role should the city play in encouraging electric vehicle driving, and what charging stations do we need to continue to set up, and how can we support that infrastructure? So transportation and energy efficiency.
Wonderful. So I know our organization, South Shore Clean Cities, is working with your office and the Michiana Area Council of Governments, or MACOG, on the Sustainable Solutions Conference and Expo, which is coming up on October 26th at the Century Center in South Bend. So tell our listeners a little bit about that event.
Sure. So that event, as you mentioned, will be hosted at the Century Center, and we are looking for people who work in finance and operations and facilities management, and we will be curating a number of different panels on different topics that would be relevant to them in terms of how they can embed different sustainability approaches writ large, reducing their emissions and making the switch to more sustainable options. So we'll be looking on one track at a bunch of topics around transportation. So folks from Goshen, from Indianapolis, will be talking to us about those charging infrastructure investments that I mentioned, what that landscape looks like. We'll also be looking at the incentives and funding around how to pay for a cleaner fleet. And then a second track will be more focused on buildings and facilities too. So looking at what tools are available to those decision makers in terms of doing a facilities condition assessment and how that can help you identify opportunities for energy efficiency improvements. as well as talking about things like refrigerants, which may not sound super important, but actually very much have a huge role to play in reducing our carbon emissions. And then we'll also, on the third track, be looking at businesses specifically and what their plans look like. So the city, as I mentioned, has a plan to get to carbon neutral by 2050, but we've seen a number of companies within Indiana and even within the northern Indiana region make commitments to be carbon neutral as well. So we'll be looking to talk to them about how those decisions were made, who was at the table, and how that can be applicable to your own business.
Sure. So Evie, who should attend this and what should they expect to get out of this conference?
Sure. So anybody who is interested, first of all, in any of those topics that I just mentioned should attend, but then also those who at least even interact with decision makers, are the decision makers at their organization. So those who do hold the budget purse strings, for example, and are looking at the pros and cons of making an investment now in something, let's say, that might be electric but more expensive, but how it will pay off over the long term. And anybody who is interested in getting our state and our region, especially, to a carbon neutral community in the necessary amount of time.
Evie, how can our listeners learn more about the Sustainable Solutions Conference and Expo and about the South Bend Office of Sustainability?
Sure. So to learn more about the conference and expo, visit the Sustainable Solutions Conference website, which is on South Shore Clean Cities website, and it is also listed on the Michiana Area Council of Governments website, as well as the City of South Bend's website, specifically on the Office of Sustainability, our website.
Well, Evie, thank you so much. I appreciate all your enthusiasm and the great work that you're doing in the City of South Bend. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Evie Bauman, Director of Sustainability in the Department of Community Investment for the City of South Bend. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.